Today's sermon is based on a reading from 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 10 through 20. Shaphan, the secretary, informed the king, "The priest Hilkiah has given me a book." Shaphan then read it aloud to the king. When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes. Then the king commanded the priest Hilkiah, Ahikam, son of Shaphan, Achbor, son of Micaiah, Shaphan, the secretary, and the king's servant Azariah, saying, "Go, inquire of the Lord for me, for the people and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our ancestors did not obey the words of this book to do according to all that is written concerning us." So the priest Hilkiah, Ahikam, Achbor, Shaphan, and Azariah went to the prophetess Huldah, the wife of Shallum, son of Tikva, son of Harris, keeper of the wardrobe. She resided in Jerusalem in the second quarter, where they consulted her. She declared to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, tell the man who sent you to me, thus says the Lord, I will indeed bring disaster on this place and its inhabitants, all the words of the book that the king of Judah has read. Because they have abandoned me and have made offerings to other gods, so that they have provoked me to anger with all the work of their hands, therefore my wrath will be kindled against this place, and it will not be quenched. But as to the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall you say to him, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, regarding the words that you have heard, because your heart was penitent, and you humbled yourself before the Lord, when you heard how I spoke against this place and against its inhabitants, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and because you have torn your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you, says the Lord. Therefore, I will gather you to your ancestors, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. Your eyes shall not see all the disaster that I will bring on this place." They took the message back to the king. Thank you, God, for all the messengers of hope and redemption that you have sent to us. As we continue our march through Women's History Month, we encounter another unsung woman biblical hero. Yes, Huldah is a hero. Huldah is remembered in Jewish religious tradition as one of the seven divine prophetesses, which includes Sarah, Abraham's wife, Miriam, Moses' sister, Deborah, the woman judge, Hannah, Samuel's mother, Abigail, one of David's wives, and Queen Esther. Huldah was obviously highly respected, well-known, and wise. Josiah, the king, wouldn't have sent his officials to someone who was foolish, someone who didn't know anything and couldn't help them. He needed to consult someone who would inquire of the Lord for him and get a right, true, honest answer. To be that vessel of God's word and the giver of God's message, Huldah must have been highly spiritual, spirit-filled, and prayerful, as well as trustworthy and proven. She was just the right person to explain to Hilkiah, Ahikam, Achbor, Shaphan, and Azariah what was going on and what would soon come to pass. Huldah was a true prophetess. She could only speak what the Spirit told her to speak, and that is what she would say. Josiah trusted she would send back to him a true message. There were other male prophets around during this time, including Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, whose book is one of my favorites in the Bible. Why didn't Josiah send his delegation to him? Maybe the king and his men thought a woman would speak kinder, gentler words to them and not make a harsh pronouncement as male prophets, including Jeremiah, so often did. Maybe they thought a woman would downplay the seriousness of the situation and reassure them and tell them everything was hunky-dory, no need to fret or fear. After all, that's what women do, right? We're soothers and nurturers. We would never give a downer of a prophecy. Huldah's name means weasel. So did the contingent think Huldah would help them weasel out of the judgment God planned to impose on them? But Huldah was a true prophet of the Lord. Although the word given to her was hard to speak and hard to hear, she remained true to her calling and didn't mince words. She told the men disaster was coming, and she told them why. The people had abandoned God and made offerings to other gods, provoking God to anger. God had been very patient with them and very tolerant for a very long time, but now God had decided to punish Israel. For Josiah, hearing these words, convicted and convinced him they deserved what they had coming. He knew Judah had not been adhering to what God wanted them to do and be. He knew Judah had been doing the very things God said would bring a desolation and curse on them. Josiah had to demonstrate his remorse and despair in some way, so he rent his clothes, grabbing his shirt and ripping it open, exposing his heart, showed how much the words had gone to his heart, and how sad he was, and how ready he was for God to reach in and grab and change his heart. Even though he had never read it before, even though it had been lost, yea, these many years, Josiah knew this book of the law meant something. He knew it had a message for him and his people. Was Josiah seeking validation or someone to say, oh, it's just fiction, it's not true, don't worry about it? That isn't what he got. He got the straight up word from the Lord directly from Huldah, and he knew it was true. He was sad and he was scared, and he decided to do something. He gathered all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem and went up to the house of the Lord. All the people of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, including the priests, the prophets, including Huldah, went up with him. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant that had been found in the house of the Lord. Josiah made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord, to keep God's commandments, decrees, and statutes with all his heart and all his soul. He removed from the temple all the things that had been made for the pagan gods and burned them. He did away with the idolatrous priests appointed by the previous kings of Judah. He pulled down the pagan altars and smashed them to pieces. And he encouraged the people to celebrate the Passover, which they hadn't done in too long a time. We are very impressed by Josiah's reforms, and it's gratifying to know he took Huldah at her word. He didn't try to second guess her. He didn't say, she's only a woman, what does she know? He didn't say, maybe we need to get a second opinion from a male prophet. He respected Huldah and accepted that she gave him an untainted message from God. Huldah is a daring daughter because she dared to tell the king the truth. He could have walked away from her and ignored her. He could have had her executed for not saying what he wanted to hear. But he believed Huldah's word, and he trusted that she was speaking God's truth. In an age where women's insights and women's opinions and women's voices are often disparaged, it's good to read about a king who let God's word come to him through a woman's voice and humbled himself to try to make amends with God. What happened to Huldah? Was she around when her prophecy of doom was realized? Or did she leave Judah with her husband Shalom to avoid seeing the devastation and destruction of her beloved city? Having spoken her peace and warned the people, it wouldn't be at all inappropriate for her to remove herself from the center of the catastrophe to come and watch what happened from a distance. Prophets take no joy in being able to say, I told you so. Even a prophet named Weasel. We know weasels are sly and conniving and tricky, but Huldah was wise and firm and straightforward, not weaselly at all. A prophet's greatest hope is that her words will fall on listening ears and the listeners will take them to heart. She hopes they will be remorseful like Josiah and take steps to avert disaster and get back on the right track. With God, there is always leeway and room for those who sincerely repent and change their ways and bear their hearts to him, just as Josiah did. What happened to him? He died in battle and was laid to rest before the promised retaliation for Israel's idolatry and apostasy came about. Because he had made an effort to make amends with God, he was greatly mourned and fondly remembered, with the scripture saying, before Josiah, there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might, nor did any like him arise after him. More than having a tender heart, his was a humble heart that recognized, as many people even today need to do, that God speaks God's truths through the voices of women. Let us be sure to open our ears to the words of the prophets God sends to us. Remember, prophets, biblical prophets at least, don't predict the future. They don't say on such and such a day, such and such a thing will happen. They rightly discern the word of God. They warn people when they get out of God's good graces, when they're about to go astray. Prophets try to get people back on the right path that leads to God. Does it surprise you to encounter a woman prophet? It shouldn't. God will choose whomever God will use, especially those we don't expect to be chosen. Let us never forget that God gives great spiritual gifts without partiality to those whom God knows will be true to his words, and we need to listen to them. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for using the prophetess Huldah to speak your message. Thank you for sending prophets to teach us and tell us what is your will for us. Open our ears to hear and heed them. Amen.